Well, Mothman, I've of course been to West Virginia and been to the very site, the TNT area there, where Mothman was reported.
Mm-hmm.
And I have maybe a little advantage that I had some years earlier had also investigated a much earlier case in the early 1950s in West Virginia of the Flatwoods Monster.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
That case.
Very much so.
And was in Flatwoods. I know people in Flatwoods to this day. There are places I could stop and get a sandwich on my way through. And the Flatwoods Monster, I believe that what those kids saw when they went up the hill, they'd seen a fiery UFO sort of go across the sky, and they started heading up. They thought it had landed up on the hill. They went up that way. It was getting dark. They stopped at the home of a beautician, and she and her son and a dog and a flashlight were added to the party, and they went on, and they saw this figure with shining eyes. And suddenly it came at them, it swooped at them, it had, they said, terrible claws, and made a high-pitched hissing sound. And I've given this a lot of thought and been on the site and done a lot of research, and there is a creature that just fits their description to a T, except for one thing, and that's the size. And if you remember that UFO case I was mentioning earlier, people exaggerate the size of something.
Yeah, usually, that's true.
It's usually bigger rather than smaller. Anything at night, you have no reference point. It's dark. You don't have there's no yardstick being held up out there. If you misjudge the depth, then you're misjudging the size of something. But I believe that the people at Flatwoods, they even described it as having a face shaped like the Ace of Spades. This is an almost, every part of that's an almost perfect description of a large barn owl.
Well, you know, a lot of people have said that, but some of the others have, passed on that.
Yeah, and I get people saying, oh, Nicol believes that there are giant extraterrestrial owls, which is not quite what I'm saying. But I believe they saw an owl, and I suspect it was a female, and I suspect that she was brooding young and that she stood her ground. Otherwise, she probably would have left. She swooped at them, and that high-pitched hissing sound of a barn owl is very distinctive.
Well, especially when it's a pretty good-sized owl.
Mm-hmm. And so is that sort of heart-shaped or Ace of Spades-shaped face. There are just a lot of things in the early descriptions. Now, that story's been colored over time until it's become, sort of an extraterrestrial robot and a number of other things. But I have troubled to go back to West Virginia, and I've gone to the site. I've talked to people. We know that the UFO that went over was actually a meteor and was seen over about three states, and there's very good information about that. And it was the subject of a downed plane sighting elsewhere. People misperceive. They see something fiery streak across the sky, and they think, oh, a plane went down over there. And they think it's not very far away. This is very common with meteor reports.
Well, the military showed up on that one.
Well, it's this, of course, secret thing, and there's a conspiracy, of course.
But some people say they saw them haul something away.
Well, not at Flatwoods. Not at Flatwoods. Not that I'm aware of.
That could have been Kecksburg.
Kecksburg, yes, Kecksburg is perhaps the next Roswell coming up,
right?
As a story, but I wouldn't be surprised if next week somebody doesn't come forward, an aged person, and remember something at Flatwoods that they've confabulated. But now to Mothman, the Mothman phenomenon happened at the edge of this old demolition area, this munitions area,
right?
Called TNT area, and the thing for me, the description for me that was really important were those eyes that looked like bicycle reflectors. They were glowing red, shining red. And in fact, the earliest account, the young people who went out there in their car and happened to be out there and saw this, made a point of saying that the eyes weren't really glowing, but when you shine the car lights or something at them, they they were reflecting it, and they said they were large, shining like a bicycle reflector. At one time, I thought that this was the Flatwoods Monster again. In other words, our dear friend, the Parnell. Much of what's described about Mothman, again, fits the description very, very well to an owl, except for size.
Except for size.
Except for size.
The wings, the look, like the, you know, it has no head.
Right, the silhouette. Yeah. The owls, of course, have really no neck, and the silhouette would be almost perfect. And I wrote actually one piece suggesting that it might be the Barnell. And then I went down there and I got a lot more information, and I was kept coming back to these eyes, and I did some research on eye shine, and the Barnell has only moderate eye shine, but the really great crimson eye shine is from a similar owl called a barred owl. And it turns out that area where this occurred and where many of the original sightings were, that TNT area is now, and has been for many years, the McClintock Wildlife Preserve. It is, in fact, if you will, a bird sanctuary. And it is just populated with barred owls. Now, isn't it a coincidence that a creature that, you know, and I would just say if it looks like a barred owl and acts like a barred owl and, you know, and so forth, maybe it's a barred owl. And the only thing, again, is the size. And I've debated this with Mothman people, but...
Well, so how do you come up with a theory for that, the size?
The size. I think people are simply misperceiving how far away the creature is.
Some people sound pretty close. You know, this thing apparently chased a car in the beginning.
Well, how close? And that's, again, we have their estimate for what that distance was.
Right.
And if they're mistaken. So we're down to sort of, we either have something that's very familiar, very common to the area, and in many ways, I mean, we could do sort of a checklist of features and say this is a very good fit, except for one factor. And then the question is it, which is more likely, and I leave it to people to make up their own minds about this, I have my opinion, which is more likely that people at night, seeing something unfamiliar to them, misjudge the size?
Possible.
Or that there's some hitherto unknown creature that's, you know, come from who knows where and is, and so on. And so I'm identifying the Flatwoods Monster as a barn owl, and I'm identifying Mothman as a barred owl, and I'm taking the flack from the people who want to make jokes about giant owls.